Would you tell me, give me better understanding of what people mean when they refer to red dirt and white dirt, or
what?
Red dirt, white dirt.
Red dirt is clay. We have Pontotoc is mostly red clay. It's clay, red dirt. Now white dirt is, I believe it's gumbo. I don't know how to describe it, but it's, now clay is a good soil, but in itself it has to be mixed with other things, you see. But Pontotoc, these Pontotoc hills are clay dirt.
The reason I brought it up is that I've never asked anybody, but in talking to people, I have a feeling that some people may
resent.
Well, may have more prestige than other people. That there may be a difference between red dirt and white dirt people. Is that true or not?
I don't really know what I'm saying to it.
Or a difference between the hill people and the flatwoods people. Does that sound?
That used to be, I think, but I guess you would call it the Delta, the flat woods, and they're the richest people in Mississippi. Now these are the hill. Pontotoc is in the hilly part of the state.
This county is.
This is the Pontotoc Ridge. We are on Pontotoc Ridge, the highest part in Mississippi.
So there's no.
There's no flat lands, I don't think, around here.
And therefore, there's no feeling of prestige or.
I don't think so.
It's just a feeling that I developed talking to people, and I just got the hint that. It was better to be either flat woods or hill, and I couldn't know which.
No, that's beyond me. I don't know.
And the same with the dirt. It's all red dirt here.
Yes.
There's no accident. Could I go back to the church service for a minute? Did the preacher preach a long time, or how were they?
About an hour. Now, Brother who was here for 25 years, and by the way, he's the one that came to see me the week after I joined the Methodist Church and told me I was following man instead of God. And my husband liked to got on to him. But he wasn't tactful at all. And of course, I was terribly hurt. We had talked about it before we married. And we thought that if we had a family, one church, for both of us to belong to one church. And he was stubborn. And I thought I could be as good a Christian in the Methodist Church, and I have been. There's basically no difference in the Baptist, Methodist, and Presbyterian.
That's right. The man who told you this, was he the minister? Or?
He was my minister.
Oh, I see.
And the awful part about it was I had just moved in my new little home, and my Bible was still down in Mama's. And he wanted to read that one church, one church, one baptism. And of course he thought that was the Baptist